Thank you for tuning in to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sage, a commentary, and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 4, Paragraph 3, Parak Dalet Mishnah Gimel, here in the Mishnah elucidated in Season 6 of the TTPA. Hu Hayo Omer Ben Azai used to say, Altihi Baz L'chol Adam, V'altihi Maflig L'chol Davar, She'en L'cha Adam, She'en Lo Sha'a, V'en L'cha Davar, She'en Lo Makom. Ben Azai used to say, do not be disrespectful to any person. Do not dismiss any matter, because there is no person who does not have his hour. There is no matter that does not have its place. Basically talking about the idea how there's a place and a time for everything and everyone. Do not miss the notes now talk about this Mishnah. Do not belittle or mistreat anyone, even someone who seems incapable of causing you harm in return, as the Magen Avos points out. Literally consider distant. Do not disregard a possible danger because it's unlikely to happen. Be concerned about it, Rav Magen Avos points out. Every person will at some point be in a position to harm or help you, at least to some degree, as Rambam points out in Rabbeinu Yonah. If you mistreat someone, you must expect that a time will come when he will be in a position to pay you back, God forbid. Even if you think that there is no real danger, you should realize that even unlikely events happen sometimes. You should therefore take the necessary precautions, as Magen Avos points out. Tiferet still offers a different explanation of the entire Mishnah. Ben Azai is telling us that we must always treat people, and indeed all of God's creatures, like things, with respect for everyone and everything, even foolish or evil people. And disgusting or harmful animals was created for a reason and serves a divine purpose. Therefore, if we ridicule any person or consider any creature meaningless or purposeless, thus dismissing them, we're actually criticizing God by implying that part of his creation was created for no reason. Every person has his hour. Everything has its place. You can see Shabbos 77b, where the Gemara lists various creatures that appear to serve no purpose, but in fact serve as a remedy for different medical conditions. You can think about the idea how David HaMelech, when he was fleeing from his father-in-law, the king Shaul, and he was best friends with his son, Yehonasan. Fascinating story in of its own right. But David comes to Shaul and almost, you know, is able to kill him, and instead cuts off his clothing, and Hashem holds him to task to that, because in the last days of his life, David cannot get warm. It says, and he wasn't able to get warm, and they had to find this girl, whatever that means, in order to make him feel better. But besides that, the clothing, because you have to respect clothing and items and animals and whatnot, and David, when he was hiding in a cave, and Shaul's men come upon him, Hashem made it that a spider came out of nowhere and spun a web, which usually takes a long time, in order to save David's life. Because they see a cobweb, they're like, oh, he can't be here because this cave hasn't been inhabited for a long time if there's a web here. So every animal has its place, every hour has its place, and of course every person has its place. Ben's already taught us that we have to learn from every person. Every person has what to teach us, every person has what to give us, every person has what to contribute to this world, as well as everything, every animal, and every aspect. So make sure to utilize those materials, utilize those aspects in your life. You know that your house can be used for Torah, for chesed and mitzvot. You know your car can be used for Torah, chesed and mitzvot, transporting people, hachnasas orchim, within your house and within your car. And you know that different items and different people can come back, God forbid, to hurt you or harm you. So make sure to just be good in all aspects, to just be nice to all people in all aspects, and then it won't come back to get you. It's always better to be nice to people. Whether you're talking to the security guard or the serviceman or customer service, it always pays to be nice to people. Just the other day, I called the customer service because the wrong name comes up on my phone. And I was trying to be nice. Hi, how are you? What's your name? Thank you for helping us. That's how I try to talk to people on the phone. I'm trying to work on myself for years to do that. You know, at the end of the call, the customer service lady says, I need to ask you one more thing, please. Please, can you do this for me? And I said, sure. What would you like? And she said, please, Tani, please, can you make sure to smile the rest of the day? And I told my wife this. I thought this was fascinating. You know, by interacting with people in a nice way, look at the response we can have. Because she had a pleasant interaction with me, even though previous people probably were hard and horrible. You know what type of people call customer service, yelling and screaming and demanding things. If we're nice, we interact with people, understand every person can help you or harm you, God forbid. Every animal, everything has its hour and its place and its time. And look at that. She blessed me to have a great day. Even though it's a non-Jewish person, I'll take it. And to say, can you please smile for me the rest of the day? Every interaction, every person we deal with throughout the day has that ability. Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Keep your Derech Eretz, keep your manners. Understand that each animal, each person, each thing has a place, has a time in this world. And if you interact with people and deal with people and deal with items and whatnot with respect in the right way, Hashem will make sure it gets back to you in the right way. Join us next time here on the TTPA, where we talk about the idea how you got to be very, very humble in life. And I'm your host, Tani.